الى الله ان الله وسيع العباد. استغفر الله استغفر الله واسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة الا بالله العلي العظيم. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الاسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والارض وهو العظيم الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من العام إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلوا واشربوا ولا تصرفوا انه لا يحب المصرفين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Friday, the best of the day of Eid, the day of celebration, the day of believers, the day of worship, the day of dua, the day of being close to Allah and Muhammad wa Muhammad alayhi salam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our current Imam as soon as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercies upon us and all believers around the globe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your sustenance and reply your du'as and answer your du'a. Coming to the topic, قُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of His creature, we, the mankind, we, the human being. So this planet and this universe, or these galaxies, are in our custody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us to explore all this universe. Until today, we know only a little bit of this universe. We are living on earth, and whatever is necessary for our daily needs, for our food, for our drinks, and even beyond that, whatever is necessary for the food of our brain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to get knowledge, to explore and research and try to visit on different planets and different parts of the universe. So as well as we are trying our best every day, our parents are trying their best every day. So they are providing us whatever is necessary for our body. We are also trying our best to provide food to our body. But our brain needs some food. And the food of brain is the knowledge, the education, the skills, the research. So usually that part of our life is deprived. We are not working on that front. So as we are taking care of our tummy and stomach and feeding with the food likewise, our soul needs some kind of food, our brain needs some kind of food. And if we are ghafil, we are not providing any kind of food and drinks to our brain, we are not motivating our thinking process, so definitely we will stay behind. So as the follower of Muhammad wa Muhammad alayhi wa salam, Yes, anything that is necessary for our life we have to do. We need to maintain our life. But in Islam, the followers of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi wa salam, they need to work more to nourish their brain, to nourish their thoughts, and to nourish their soul. So if we are working on those fronts, alhamdulillah, we need to carry on. But if we are not, then we have to ponder upon, we have to plan how and when we can provide some kind of food to our brain, and how and when we can provide some kind of food to our souls. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. Our brain needs something, our soul needs something, our body needs something. And whatever is necessary, that is around us. Now it depends on us how much efforts we are putting on, how much we are striving to get that. But sometimes, if we are not careful, if we are not using whatever is necessary for us, for example, anyone who is not eating food, so after a few months, his body will start losing weight and the day will come then, after depletion of fats, his muscle will start depletion. Muscle depletion will start, and the time will come, the person will die. His organ will stop working. So likewise, if we are not thinking at all, if we are not playing at all to provide some kind of food to our soul, to some kind of food to our brain, so brain will stop working. So some kind of automatic work the brain is doing, nervous system is doing with our body function, that will be carried on. But the other type of work, that is raising the level of a believer, that is raising the level of ordinary person. Those people who are uneducated, those people who are illiterate in this world, they are not earning more, they are not being respected more as compared to those people who are scholars, as compared to those people who are having knowledge or degrees or PhDs in this world. So knowledge is always respectful, and that is the food of our brain. Likewise, the spirituality, the dhikrullah, and in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said many times, وَاذْكُرُوا كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. The people, if you want success here and hereafter, then you need to do dhikrullah, and that is the food of our soul. But if we are not providing any kind of food to our body, to our soul, to our brain, so we are proceeding towards the death. The other way, if we are using too much, that is also, we are proceeding towards that. We need to keep ourselves in the middle. As Islam is Deen e Hanif, Deen of middle path, likewise in everything, we need to cross, we do not need to cross the limits. Either limits, the lowest limit and the highest limit, we do not need to cross those limits. We need to keep ourselves in the middle path. Then inshallah, physically, spiritually, and mentally we will be healthy. And that is what that has been demanded for us. That has been demanded in Islam and the Quran and the I'm Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, what they have advised to us. So the topic that is also related with this weather, and that is also related with our family members, with our community member, so that is dehydration and the heat stroke. That is again related with our food or with our drinks, especially dehydration and heat stroke, that is related with the fluids of our body. So dehydration means our body that is having 72% of fluid. We need to maintain this amount of fluid. But when people are having diarrhea, are vomiting, or they are having severe fever, or sometimes due to use of some drugs, so the people, when they are losing their liquids, their fluids of their body, so usually there is an automatic phenomena by sweating, by urine, We are losing our fluids, but at the same time we are taking in. Whenever we are feeling thirsty, so we are using the fluids. But when fluids going away from our body in the form of excretion, the form of diarrhea, in the form of vomit, if that is going more than what we are taking in, then the fluids in our body will become less. And when the fluids are less, then we will face different kind of problems. But one kind of dehydration is also related with the overexposure to the sun or extreme temperatures. When temperature is very high or a long hours we are staying in the sunlight, especially in the summer weather, so then we are losing the fluids of our body, and the amount of fluids in our body will become less, and then the people who are dehydrated, they will feel thirst, they will be less frequent urination, they will have dry skin, fatigue, lightheadedness, muscle cramping, dizziness, confusion, and dry mouth. So these are different signs when people can realize if they are feeling thirsty, they need to drink something. And if their muscles are cramping or dizziness or confusion or mouth is dry, so then they need to act or they need to drink some fluids so that they should be able to maintain the fluid level of their body. So, another condition that is called heat stroke, sunstroke. So that is also related with the sunlight and for long hours, or where in those parts of the world where there's too much temperature, very high temperature, and people are working outside, they are not in shadow, they are not inside the houses. So at that time, especially when they are open, their body is open to the sunlight, so they will have a heat stroke. So this heat stroke could be life-threatening. So this is something we need to be very careful. And as I told, this is due to mainly the long or extreme exposure in the sunlight and heat. So the sign and symptom of heat stroke are also the headache, dizziness, disorientation. People, they do not feel where they are. Agitation or confusion, sluggishness and fatigue, say hot and dry skin. And usually the people who are having heat stroke or sunstroke, so they are not sweating at all. And then their heart will start beating very fast, and sometimes they can experience hallucination. Hallucinations are when you are hearing some sounds or you are looking some bodies. So that is also due to the heat stroke, sunstroke, and these hallucinations would also be present in those people who are mentally ill or they are depressed or agitated. So what are precautions to protect ourselves from dehydration or from the heat stroke especially? Number one, we need to wear the hats. Number two, sunglasses. Number three, we can use the umbrella to protect from the sunlight and wear the lightweight or light colored clothes and take frequent water breaks and while you are outdoor and limit exposure to the sun or the hot days. So if we are taking care and we are taking these precautionary measures, so inshallah we will be able to protect ourselves, and especially we need to advise these things to our children as well these days. So if they will stay outside, so there is possibility they will get dehydrated or they will have heat stroke. So be safe, be smart, stay hydrated and enjoy your summer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal as inna l-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. Ya
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والارض ذا الجلال والاكرام رب الارباب واله كل مولود وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط. انت الله لا اله الا انت الاحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وانت الله لا اله الا انت الكريم المتكرم العظيم. والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين ابي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن ابي طالب امير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي اللهم عجل ظهورا إنه يرانه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ودفع عمركم. This beautiful advice of our Prophet Imam for all of us. All the people, respect your life, organize your time, your lifetime, because you all will be asked, where did you spend your life? Where did you spend your time? Where did you spend your wealth? And when people are taking care and considering this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are having the fear of Allah, they should not do anything that is going to annoy their world. So this is called taqwa. So the ultimate goal of believers is to be pious, to be muqtaqi. We cannot be true Shia, true followers of our first Imam until and unless we are at the level of taqwa. Because he is Imam al-Muttaqeen. He is Amir al-Mu'mineen. So if we are not true Mu'min, if we are not true Muttaqi person, then how could we say he is our Imam? And how he will say that these people who are claiming they are Shiayani Ali ibn Abi Talib, but actually they are not. Actually their heart is free of Iman. Their body and soul is free of taqwa. So we need to improve ourselves. We need to work on these fronts. The front of taqwa, the front of iman. So that at the day of judgment, when we will be raised very proudly, our faces should be enlightened with the nur of taqwa, with the nur of iman. And from long, long distance, our Imam would be going to call us, yes, these are my true followers. These are the followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Imam al-Muttaqeen. Salawat. So what are different barriers on the path of taqwa, on the path of iman, what are different barriers? Why, if we are thinking to be muttaqi, what are different things which are going to stop us or which are going to deviate us from the path of taqwa? One of them is, this is hadith that has been given by our 10th Imam, Imam Ali Naqi alayhi salam. And his titles, today is his day of Shahadat. And all those who are his followers, all those who are his lovers, all those who are his descendants, so they need to know more about the life history of Imam. They need to know more, to read more the sayings of the ahadith that have been given by Imam. So his well-known titles, one of them is An-Naqi. And Naqi is also Quran. Taqi and Naqi are same thing. Both are someone who is Muttaqi, someone who is the purest, is called Naqiya Taqi. And the other one, that is Al-Hadi. So he is guide, the divine guide for those who are seeking the guidance. And then one of his title is An-Nasih. He is our well-wisher. So when he is our well-wisher and he is going to advise us, we need to open our ears. And better than that, we need to open our hearts. We need to purify our souls. So that when Imam Ali Naqi alayhi salam, as a nasih, as our well-wisher, whenever he is saying something, we welcome his saying. We have to listen him. And not only we have to listen from one ear and we are going to throw from other ear, we need to follow. We need to put that saying of Imam, that commandment of Imam into practice. And one of his saying I'm going to share today with you, Imam alayhi salam said, "Man radiya an nafsihi kasura as-sakhitun alayh." Anyone who is happy with him. For example, if a person is committing sin, he is happy in that situation. For example, if a person is totally having failure in his life, he is happy at that state. The person, due to his bad etiquettes or bad morals or bad habits, if everyone is annoyed, still he is happy. So wherever we are staying or whatever we are today, in other hadith it has been said, if our today is not better than yesterday, then we are not a Muslim. A Muslim is a person always who is planning and putting his effort to improve himself. If a year ago he was, for example, in class 1 and after 10 years still he is in class 1 and still he is happy. So this kind of person is being addressed by Imam alayhi salam. Man radiya an nafsihi. Someone who is happy with himself, with his nafs. If his nafs is involved in sin, he is happy. If his nafs is lazy and always commanding him not to go on time in Namaz-e Jumu'ah, not to go on time in Namaz-e Jamaat, not to do generosity, anything, whatever nafs is saying, he is happy. He is listening. And there is no change at all. Then, whatever the people are losing, that is one thing. But Imam alayhi salam, what that has been said, قَصُرَ السَّاخِتُونَ عَلَيْهِ. This person is making a lot of enemies of himself. So if we are happy to make thousands and millions of enemies for ourselves, we cannot fight with them. We cannot tell them or clarify them, I have not done this, I have not done this, I have not done this. The best thing is, I should never be satisfied where I am standing today. Always I have to plan and work to improve myself. And if I am improving, then I am Muslim, then I am Mu'min, then I am a person who is seeking for taqwa. But if I am satisfied where I am, whatever the habits I have developed, I am not living one of those habits, so then I am loser. And not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad alayhi wa salam, they will hate us, even people will start to hate us. And we cannot afford this. So the best of the advice of our 10th Imam, we can follow, that is every day we need to put some more efforts. We need to change ourselves. We need to improve ourselves. We need to go ahead with better planning, with better decisions. Yes, maybe we will face a lot of problems, a lot of difficulty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us all potential. Whatever the fuel that is necessary for our improvement, spiritual and knowledge-wise and taqwa-wise, whatever, any kind of speech, any kind of fuel or energy that is needed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already provided us. This is up to us, how much fuel and energy we are using, and how much wealth and fuel and energy we are leaving for other people, who knows, they will put on fire whatever we will leave. The fire of sins, the fire of ghafla, who knows what will happen. In another saying, Imam alayhi salam said, Man hanat alayhi nafsuhu, fala ta'aman sharrahu. Anyone who is not respecting himself, or anyone who is insulting himself, fala ta'aman sharrahu. So then, he cannot protect himself from the shar of his nafs-i amara, or shar of the other people. So what we need? Why usually we hate ourselves? Who are the people who are hating themselves or insulting themselves? Those people who are not successful in their lives. Those people who are sinners. And why people are usually being anxiety or depressed? Usually due to their sins, or due to their failures. So if we start respect us, mean we need to work hard. We need to achieve success. And when we are successful person, we are successful in our religion. We are successful in our relation with Muhammad wa Muhammad alayhi salam. We are successful in our relation with the people. And we are successful with our job, with our professions. So definitely, we will never insult ourselves. And when we are not going to insult ourselves, at that time, people are not going to insult ourselves. So we are inviting the people to insult ourselves due to our wrong attitude, due to our failures, due to our different behaviors. So, according to the saying of Imam Ali al-Naqi alayhi salam, we need to respect ourselves. And how we can respect? Just by improvement, planning and improving and working hard and moving forward, inshallah, will give us success. Month of Rajab, and one dua that is highly recommended to be read in the morning, in the evening, after every namaz, and that has been narrated by Muhammad bin Dhaqwan, and he was famous as Sajjad, because he was a person who was doing a lot of sujood, and due to his excessive sujood, he became blind. So he came to Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam and requested, Mawla, is there any pearl and beauty you want to give me in the month of Rajab? Then Imam alayhi salam said, Imam alayhi salam given the pearl to Muhammad bin Rahtawan, so he shared with everyone for coming generation, and that has been restored into the books, and today we need to use, and our generation, we need to teach them. And what is that dua? Ya man arjuha li kulli khair wa amalu sakhata 'inda kulli shar. Ya man yu'ti al-kathira bil qaleel. Ya man yu'ti man sa'ala. Oh Allah, you are the only one to hope. People come with hopes and you are not rejecting anyone. People are coming with a little of efforts, with little of their worships, but you are giving them unlimited, infinite. You are giving them kathir. And this is the month. This moment, this hour, these days, this is only you who can give us more khair and who can protect us from all kind of shar. And then Imam al-Islam taught him, at the end, hold your beard with left hand, and with right hand you have to move this finger. And what you have to repeat, Imam al-Islam said, you have to say, Ya dhal jalal wal ikram, Ya dhal na'mai wal jood, Ya dhal manni wal tawl, Harim shaybati ala nar. You know, usually in our culture, maybe in our rural culture in Pakistan, or maybe everyone know this culture, those people who are having white beard, and sometime when they are among people, they usually say, look, I have white beard and you have to trust in me. So when the ordinary people are going to trust the beard and the white beard of someone, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not respect and trust that person who is holding his beard. Shaybati ala nar, oh Allah, don't put this face and this beard into the hellfire. This is not something to be burned into hellfire. And who you are Kareem. Who you are giving without asking. Who you are Jawad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jawad. And Jawad means generous. And as He is generous, likewise, He is also waiting for us. We should be generous. Many things He are giving without any demand. And many other things He are giving, He is giving when we are asking and demanding. And if He is not giving something, He is restoring for the day of judgment for us, when we will be needy, and even our very, very close relatives will not give us even one single good deed, on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us rewards of our du'as, what we demanded by Him. But He is generous, He is Jawad. Likewise, He also likes we as a human being, we the Khalifatullah fil Arf. We the followers of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We the follower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We the follower of Quran. We need to be Jawad. We need to be generous. In Medina there was a person. He had a tree of palm date or date. And so usually the dates tree are straight. But that tree was not straight, that was bending into the house of neighbor. And that neighbor was a poor person. And he had little children. So you know, when the dates are ripened, so some of them fell down. And whenever the children of that poor person were picking up those dates, he was going and shouting at them, and even he was so tired, he was taking out the dates from their mouth. And whenever he was going up and getting the dates, he was not offering single date to the children of that poor neighbor. So one day that poor person went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And told him all story. Prophet said, so be patient and I will try to solve this problem. The other day Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the person who was the owner of that date tree. And then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered him, "Are you happy? I am going to buy this tree and I am happy to give you one tree in the paradise. Are you happy to exchange with me? Give me one tree here, I will give you one tree into the paradise." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have other trees as well. But this is the special one. I cannot exchange. I cannot donate you. I cannot exchange even a tree into the paradise." Another companion whose name was Abu Dahdah, he was hearing this dialogue, this conversation. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, do you allow me, do you give me permission? I should try to buy this tree from this person." Prophet said, "Yes, go ahead, if you can, why not?" Then he said, "Ya Rasulullah, the promise you are doing to him, you will give a tree into the paradise, will you give me?" Prophet said, "Yes." So then the next day, the other companion, Abu Dahda, he went to the person who was owner of the tree. He said, "I am here to buy this tree." He said, "I am not going to sell it." He said, "Any price you are going to demand, I am happy to give." Then ultimately he said, "Okay, if you are happy to give me 40 other dates tree like this quality, then I will exchange this one tree for 40 trees." He gave his 40 trees, he bought that one tree and went to Rasulullah, and Rasulullah donated that tree to the poor person whose house was having already that tree. And then Prophet said, "From today, this is your property and property of your children and your family member." Now this incident, this story has many lessons for us. So there are people, even the Prophet is asking them to donate something, they are not giving. There are people whom if it was told, "I will give you tree in the paradise," anyone who is getting tree in the paradise, I mean his house, his residence will be in the paradise. He will stay over there. So there are people who are, if offered, "We are giving to you house in paradise and the trees," they are saying no. What kind of believers and what kind of people are those? If Quran is telling them, do generous, be generous, Rasulullah is saying them, be generous, this is the month of Allah, month of Al-Ma'ribat, Rajab, month of generosity. But if we are staying there where we were in the past, there is no change at all. And still, we are lover of this worldly, materialistic world. We are not listening to Allah, not listening to Rasulullah, who has given us everything. The Allah who can give us can take back in one moment. We cannot do anything. But when we are voluntarily doing something, we will get credit, we will be rewarded. But when that will be snatched back, at that time our destination will be hellfire and there will be no reward at all. So inshallah, this is maybe for those who are here, maybe this will be last on 3rd of June, the fundraising dinner. So as a whole, we need, or everyone should be there, whether you're donating or not. But this is an opportunity for all of us. If we spare something, so inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us more. Prophet is watching us, Imam is watching us, Allah is giving us. Now this is the time of our test. How much sincere we are for the cause of Allah and Muhammad wa ala Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And these opportunities will not be repeated again and again. Maybe some opportunities are coming only once in our lives. If we got that chance, the same tree that was offered by the Prophet, Prophet did not offer him again. That opportunity came only for a while. But there was another lucky person who bought the same one tree with 40 trees. But he got that moment. He picked up because he was clever, he was intelligent. He knew what to do. So when the people are decision maker on the spot, they are always successful people here and hereafter. So for the dinner, the tickets are with the brother Fazilat Hussain. So he is here. So please, if you did not buy ticket for the dinner, so buy the ticket. But it will be better, at least get one notebook and sell these tickets to your relatives, family members, and inshallah on the day, there will be a lot of other things as well. So we request all of you, first of all, we need your presence. This is very important. This is a kind of generosity. If you cannot give anything else, at least on the day, give a few hours in the name of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. And inshallah, Imam Zaman alayhi salam will not keep your favors, will not keep your ihsan. Hal jalal ihsan illa ihsan. If you will give few hours of your life to Imam, inshallah he will reward you. Secondly, if you can raise some fund and you can help in that way, so inshallah you will be rewarded. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us success here and hereafter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'ainuka al-Qawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.